across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, there's a special night of music and comedy to celebrate 40 years of Brentwood Mind at the Brentwood Theatre on Saturday the 30th of November. All proceeds will go to Brentwood Mind, and tickets for this special event are £10 or £8 for concessions. It promises to be an exotic cocktail of music and comedy, celebrating 40 years of Brentwood Mind and raising awareness of mental health in the area. And with me today is Colin Wade, organiser of the concert. Good afternoon, Colin.
Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thanks for coming along today.
That's a pleasure.
You've been sitting here enjoying Paolo's
performance. It's a hard act to follow, I can tell you. That really is.
Absolutely superb, wasn't it? So, Weird and Wonderful, how did that all come about?
Well, as you said earlier, I mean, Brentwood Mind have been supporting people with mental health issues for the last 40 years.
Yeah.
And when I came on board there, I'd sort of had a sort of musical background. They said, we really should do something to celebrate 40 years of this. And they said, well, over to you then. Why don't you put on a concert?
Yep.
And I thought, okay, yeah, okay. And so I sort of had a think around sort of people, what I'd like to do. And I thought, this sort of stigma about mental health, we should make it fun. Yeah. That was my point, is to make it a fun night. I didn't want it this sort of drab, dreary thing. So I thought, we'll do this sort of exotic cocktail of music and comedy.
Yeah.
So then I sort of thought about people that I'd like to put on. And I'd worked with Benjamin Bloom before in the past. I think you might play one of his tracks in a minute.
Yes, we've got one coming up in a sec. Yeah.
So I approached him, first of all, and said, look, mate, I want to put this gig on. It's for charity, so there's no money, but there'll be expenses. Would you come down, because he lives up in Suffolk, and do it? And he said it'd be a pleasure. Once I got him on board, I thought, right, there's a show. And I knew that his new album was called Weird and Wonderful. And I said to him, well, that'd be a great name for a show.
Yeah.
Especially as it's about mental health. So it sort of rolled from there. And Martin, who's actually sitting just over the control room for us, manages Paolo.
Yeah.
And we'd known each other for a long while through a lot of other things. And we hadn't seen each other for years. And we sort of messaged on Facebook. And I thought, Paolo would be great on this. I'd sort of heard his stuff. And it's, you know, well, as you just
heard,
it is amazing.
Superb, yeah.
Then I've got Paolo on board. So I'm thinking, this is looking like a really good show now. And I thought, well, we've just got music. I just have some comedy. So I approached a friend of mine, two friends of mine called Sam and Cy, who are, I'd call them like the two Ronnies through a kaleidoscope. You know, they are pretty out there. But they've supported people like Russell Brand on tour.
Right.
And they can sell out the Brentwood Theatre with their show. So I approached them and they said, God, yeah, man, we'd love to be involved.
Yeah.
So it was all starting to take shape. And then a friend of theirs, Al, who is a stand-up comedian. When you see him, I mean, he looks like Hagrid crossed with Billy Connolly. Big Scottish guy. Great stories he tells.
Right.
And he's going to host the evening. And I've got a young band that I used to work with, which I think we're going to try and get a session with, Bob, with you.
Yes.
Accidental Tourist.
Yeah.
And they're guys, they're about 16, but they've got a girl singer who's just got an amazing voice. And so it's a real eclectic mix. It's going to be great fun, and it's all for a great cause.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. Now, you mentioned Benjamin Bloom. He's been going down a storm in Edinburgh, I believe, at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yeah, I spoke to him the other day, and it's going down well.
Yeah, and that's his Weird and Wonderful show, which I think he's bringing down sort of an edited version.
He can't bring the full version down. We can't have the go-go dancers and the fireworks, but he's like Cirque du Soleil meets Queen. But even the show he brings, he's going to bring an hour show down. He's going to have all the screens behind him. It's right out there, and it'll be amazing.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's hear some music now. This is what is going to become the theme of your
event, think so.
Really, isn't it? This is Benjamin Bloom and Weird and Wonderful.
You can stop and stare.
Oh, there you go. Appearing at Brentwood Mind's event, Weird and Wonderful, will be Benjamin Bloom. And you just heard the man himself there and his track, Weird and Wonderful. Pretty good, eh, Colin?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, excellent.
Great, great live as well. Really worth seeing.
Right. And what is also good is that you haven't mentioned, I think it's great that some service users from Brentwood Mind will open the show with a couple of songs.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I've got particularly two girls that look really good. One that I sort of work with quite regularly, who writes her own songs, great little guitar player, And I'm really hoping she's going to open the show.
Yeah.
That's my hope, that she'll come on and do two, which would be great.
Brilliant. So you've got to do a bit of persuading, have you?
Yes, I've been sitting with her, working out the songs I wanted to do, but if that comes off, I'll be really pleased.
Right, fantastic. We should say that there may be some strong language in the performance, so it might not
be... Not from Paolo.
No, surely.
I'm saying anything with the sort of comedy that's on, and it could go in any direction, I don't really know.
That's fair enough.
I'll just warn you.
just a little bit more about Benjamin Bloom. This is from their Edinburgh show. It says, Benjamin Bloom and his band bring the weird and wonderful world of music to the big top. We Will Rock You meets Cirque du Soleil, a trailblazing combination of live original rock music, burlesque dancers, acrobats and fire breathers. Well, we might not have the latter
part. Yeah, I think the health and safety might... The fire...
don't want to burn down the Brentwood Theatre.
No, he's going to work with the screens, and I think he's doing the whole Edinburgh show, but without the fire and the pyrotechnics.
Yeah, okay.
But I say, his show without that is great. I mean, he's a great entertainer. He looks fantastic. I say, there's films going behind it. The whole night will be experimental, good, shall we say. But it will be fantastic.
It sounds fascinating, and you've got an excellent lineup.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. I'm really happy that Paolo's on board as well. That's
definitely
wonderful.
So where can people go to find out more and buy tickets for the event?
You're probably best to go to the Brentwood Theatre website, and it's on the 30th of November. So scroll down, there's a big thing, weird and wonderful, and there's a picture of Benjamin holding up a brain, which says it all, really. I'm sure all the artists are going to start promoting it. There'll be posters all over town. There's a Facebook thing up. Go to the Brentwood Mind website.
Sure.
I think you'll be hearing about it in the next couple of months. I think it's going to be happening in the town, really.
Yeah, well, we're more than happy to promote it here.
And guys.
It's the same day as the lighting up ceremony, I think, for the Christmas
decorations. Which is fantastic. So if you're going along to sort of see them putting on the Christmas lights, go and grab a pizza, then come down and see a wonderful show afterwards.
Fantastic.
So there's a lot of people in town, there'll be a good buzz, it'll be a great night.
Yeah, so are you going to make a habit of organising these concerts?
Well, I sort of spoke to the trustees at Mind and said, look, if we can make this one a good one, could we do it like an annual thing, and I'll call it like Mindfest.
Well, yeah.
So yes, fingers crossed this one will go well, which I'm pretty sure it will. So maybe sort of this time next year I'll be back promoting next year's one.
Excellent, Colin. Well, thanks for coming in
today and telling us
all about it. We'll put the details up on the Phoenix FM website later on today. So if you missed any of that, go to my show page and you'll be able to find the details there.
Nice one, mate.
Colin Wade, Brentwood Mind, thank you so much.
Cheers.
Cheers,
see you
mate.
Soon.
Bye.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.